Hoylech godol habayis lebeis akvoros.
Let's say the older brother is still alive, went to the Beis HaKvaros. Again, there are four brothers here. One was Mace, and the older brother went with him to the Beis HaKvaros. Now, what's the case? So Rashi says, Acha mitos lekovroi v'shoyisham gimoyomim. Like, the other mishpacha, just like were malava the Mace outside the city, and they went back to start to count Shiva. The oldest brother went along with the Mace until the Beis HaKvaros. Could be it's another two days journey. And he came back at the end of the third day. So, Maho, Rashi, Michashvina Lei, command everybody they say. Do we include this older brother as if he was in the house already? Maybe it's different. Here, since the older brother, not the Stam the Pshat, he didn't start Siddur Avelis, but he was Oisek with Sarach Yameis. So maybe in such a case, he is included in the house. That since the house started to sit Shiva right away, when he comes home 2 or 3 days later, he's included with the Bnei Abayis, and he only has to count another 5 days. Or else maybe no, since he's still the Godel Abayis, and he was not there when they started to sit Shiva, when he comes home, he has to start over again his account by himself. That's the Shaila. Now, so Mora says, Toshima, come in here. The Yomer Rebbe Chiyah Barabba, Omer Rebbe Yechanan, Afilu Hola Godel Abayis Labeis HaKvaris. Even in the case that the older brother went for the sake of the Nifter, went with the maid to the Beis HaKvaros, and it took him an extra 2 or 3 days till he got home, still the locker is Moine Imohin. He's allowed to count with them. The Godel Abayis could be included in the Bnei Abayis. They started to sit Shiva ready 2 or 3 days ago. So when he comes home now, he's Moine Imohin, Rashi says. The people that are not going to the Beis HaKvaros with the maid, when did their avail start? As soon as I say goodbye to the mace, when they turn their face around to go back home, that's when their avail starts. The avail is shagodl. Now the godl, the older brother that went along with the mace, until mamish they buried him, you know when his avail starts? Ashiyistam avail, until after they finish the kfurah, until they cover up the mace. So that's when his avail really should start. But now that he got back home to the house within the first 3 days, they said, Alokhar is, he's included with them, and he only has to have another 5 days. For at the Gemara, is that true? Moini Moim, could he be included with them? For a time you will learn, Moini Liatzmai, as we had before, no, the Godel Abayis, the older brother, if he comes home late, since he's the Godel, he has to start his own count, he has to count 7 days. So Gemara says, like Kash, there's no stira, I'll tell you. Hod Yosef Begoytlosa, Hod Yosef Begoytlosa. If he came back within the first 3 days, then he could be included with the house, and he doesn't have to start counting over 7, but rather he's included with them only another 5 days. But if he came back on the 4th day already, too late, then he has to start his own count from the beginning of the 7, he has to count 7 straight days. But I call upon him, there's no steer to Rabbi Yechanan. When the Godel Abayis Tam didn't hear about it and wasn't Oisik B'Tzarchi Ameis, then we say when he finds out about it, he is not Botol to the Bnei Habayis, but automatically he has to start his own count. So only over here the shaila was that the Godel Abayis knew about it, that his brother was mace. And he went to the Beis HaKvaros, that's why he wasn't there to start counting Shiva right away. But so, since he knew about it, and he was Oisik, we say when he comes back home, if he's home by the first 3 days, he has a right to be included with the people that are sitting Shiva ready, and he only has to count another 5 days, not more.
Like Rav told the children of Safuni, whoever comes back within the first 3 days, they can count the Avelis with the people that already started already, and they only need another 5 days. But if they don't come back within the first 3 days, they come back after the 3 days, then a brother, whoever has to sit Shiva, comes back, he has to start his own count and count the start of complete Shiva. Omalu Rav Levnei Mechuza. Also, the Loyas Liso Bos Arsa. You people in Bnei Mechuza, when somebody's maced, like you don't go out to the Beis HaKvaros, you give it over to the Chevra Kadisha, but you don't go out to the Beis HaKvaros, is Mechim Adriso Apaychu. When you turn your face away from the mace, Mi Bova Di Avula, Aschilu Mani. That's when you start counting your yeshiva. That's when the Avela start. As soon as you turn your face about face, you're not going after the mace anymore, but you're turning home to go back home, that's when your avail starts. But the brothers of the mishpach, whoever's going along to the base of Kvaris, your avail first starts after the kruah takes place. as long as you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go with the mace to Eretz Yisrael, you have Avelus first starts there in Eretz Yisrael when you're sitting, when you're after the Kfura. Even though the Bnei Mishpacha starts a few days early here, but there you don't have it because you're not coming back home. There you stay there in Eretz Yisrael, you never make it back within 3 days. So therefore, you usually you always have it that you start counting your Shiva there in Eretz Yisrael at the time after the right after the Kfura.
Rashi says like Mechila Hagru Apaychem Mibova Devula Mishara Chitzen Shalir,
the outside gate of the city, because there you don't go further. That's when you start counting your Avelis.
Is Askilu Monot, Rashi says you may Avelis Avagad Lenikra Mace, even though the Mace wasn't buried yet. Ad Yom Rab, it could take a long time till they get the Mace Kvaris.
The Avagad Avelis and Achala Chistam Agoilum, even though usually Avelis doesn't start until after you first cover up the Mace. And Yistam Agerli, you put the cover on top of the Orin.
L'ditchu, d'loy chazu, d'loy nechse, chazarchem, kin Yistam Agerli.
But you people that are not going along to the Beis HaKvarish, you're not going to the burial, so then by you, as soon as you turn your face away from the mace, that's when your availance starts.
V'ayat Rabbi Shimon oimer, afilu bo b'yem ha-shvi, mimokam korav meini moin.
Rabbi Shimon is meikel and says, even if you come back the seventh day in the morning, when they're still sitting Shiva, you don't have to start counting the new sitting Shiva, you're part of the bias, and you get up with them.
Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, Omer Rabbi Yosi Ben Shoyl, Omer Rabbi, but for who Shebo Umotzu Menachem Etzloi?
Like we're talking about now, you're coming in on the seventh day in the morning. Now we know the Lachu we paskin, Miksa Sayon Kukulai. On the seventh day, you don't sit a complete day Shiva, all you do is just sit a little bit in the morning, and then you get up. So that's Pshita, if this last brother comes home, after they finish sitting Shiva, after they got up ready, you can't be included with them. Of course, you have to start over your new Shiva. But it's not called the Shmur Rechoik, it's called the Shmur Kroiva. It's in the first 30 days. So if so, you have to start counting your 7 days over again.
Yeah. So now he says clearly, V'ushabo Motzav Nachem Etzloi.
It means, yeah, and on the seventh day we're talking about, that before you got up. So in other words, the case is on the seventh day in the morning, usually they daven shacharis, and after shacharis, people sit down on Menachem Avul. So kol zman, the people are sitting there, be Menachem you, it's still called, it's the seventh day of Avelis, it's still called the Avelis is going on. So if this last brother comes home while the people are still be Menachem you, it's called the Avelis is still going on, and he's included with you. But let's say the people left the house already, there's no more Menachem here, there's no more Avelis anymore, then pshit, you have to start counting your own 7 days.
Now, boy, Rav Anan, according to Rav Shimon, that it's enough to come home on the seventh day, ninaru lamad.
Let's say the people again, the seventh day in the morning, they daven shacharis, and the people sitting there to Menachem Avol. And now, ninaru lamad, they started to get up. V'layam, they didn't get up completely yet. Mahu. Is that cool that the Avelis is over or not? In other words, the case here again is where this last brother, for some reason, didn't hear about it or didn't come to Sechiva, and he comes into the base of the house on the seventh day in the morning. So Shimon holds, if he comes in while the Menachem are still there, it's called during the Avelis, he's Yetzes Avelis. Since the Ika B'nai Abayis were Yetzes 7 days already, he becomes part of the B'nai Abayis, he doesn't have to sit anymore. If he comes in after the people left already, so Pshiti missed the Avelis, he has to start over again his own Avelis. Here the Shalom is with his people on Ninarul Amid. They decide it's about time to get up, we're going to leave. But they didn't leave yet. Is that called the Avelis finish? Is that called the end of the seventh day or not? Merubaz Vateku. In the case where the fourth brother comes home when these people are about to leave, Merv lies by Tekel. They're starting to get restless, starting to leave. But they didn't leave yet. Sastaloch is a cold part of the Avelus or not, Merv lies by Tekel. Merv says, Gemiri will end like this. Gemiri Chavre de Rabbi Abba Barachia. Rabbi Abba, that the Chavarim is friends of Rababa Barachia, learned from Rababa. Oman, who is this Rab Zera? It's Rab Zera. Briamalon, some say Chavre de Rab Zera. Forget those Rab Zera's friends. Rabbi Zera. Oman, Rabbi Abba, Bred Rab Chia, Barabba. The what? The Rom Rabbi Yechanan. Halacha Krebbe Shimon ben Gamlio betrefus. The Halacha Krebbe Shimon beyovel. We pass like Krebbe Shimon both halachas. Hilchas trefus, Nilchas Avelis. Both places we pass like Rabbi Shimon. We'll soon see what the halachas are. Shri Rabbi Shimon be Yovel Hod Yamarin. That's the Rabbi Shimon Hilchas Avelis, like we just learned. He go to Kula.
that they first come home on the seventh day, again, one brother wasn't there to start sitting shiva when the rest of the mishpacha started to sit shiva, and he came home first to the house first on the seventh day. If he came in while the people are still being menachim, it's still called during shiva, and his yetzer, he just sits down for that 1 minute to 5 minutes, and then he gets up when the rest of the mishpacha gets up. So we go to Kula look up Shimon. The Tanakhama before said, no, you have to be there at least 3 days. You have to come home within the first 3 days. After that, it's too late. Blalach is Lokula, like Reb Shimon, that as long as you come back while they're still sitting shiva, you can be part of the Bnei Habayis, and you don't have to count the new 7 days, but you're part of them. So that's the first halacha of Reb Shimon, the Avelis, that's good. For the Gemara, Reb Shimon Megamliel B'Treifis. Where's the halacha of Reb Shimon Megamliel that says about Hilchus Treifis by an animal, if he's treifer or not? Like this, that's none. Bnei Mayim, if you have the stomach, the insides of an animal, Shenikfu, there was a neck, there was a hole through one stomach, the lecha soy samim, soy smosin, and your lecha, some juice there that came out of the stomach is covering it up now, will cover up the hole. Is kshera, dubi Reb Shimon Gamliel. He says that's not called the treifus, since the neck of the hole is covered up with something, it's not called the treifus, the animal's kosher. For the Gemara, my lecha, what type of juice came out to cover up that hole? Amaravkana shirko de maya. Some sharp stuff that comes out of the mayim, out of the intestines itself. That's good stuff that glues it together very well. Yeah. Dinofik agav ducha. That comes when you're squeezing it, that juice comes out. That juice is something very good that tightens it well, that the neck of his sosum is closed up. Therefore, it's not called the trephus. So, mercy like this. One person says, let me go up to Eretz Yisrael and hear clearly from Shimon himself who he passes like. Not from Shimon, Rashi Mipuma Demora, she says, let me go up there to ask them directly if they really said the halachas from Shimon or not. Because here they're telling me over that they said the halachas from Shimon and Liel both by Hilchus Treifus and by Hilchus Avelis. So this Talmud that was in the yeshiva said, I don't trust you, like, let me go up to Eretz Yisrael and hear for myself exactly what they say. It's Kisolik, when this Talmud went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechel Rab Abba, Bered Rab Chiyah Bar Abba. He found Rab Abba, the son of Rab Chiyah Bar Abba. Omalei, so he said to him, Omar Mar Halokh Gershom Megamliel Betreifus, did you say the Halokhah of Gershom Megamliel Betreifus Lekula, that if you have this neck of the soul and the Bnei Mayim in the stomach, that really that makes a treifus. But here you're telling me since some juice that came out of the stomach closed it up, it's kosher? Or Malay answered back, no, I know ain't halacha amri. I suggest the opposite. Ain't halacha amri. I did not say the halacha is Reb Shimon Gamliel. Just the opposite. The animal still called a treifus. Shrashi, ain't halacha amri. Kolaymar, ain't halacha Reb Shimon. Not like Reb Shimon. Vaita, then he asked the Mishaila, Reb Shimon be yovel mai? What's the halacha about Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, Hilchos Avelis? To be paskin like him or not? Or Malay plukten in with staka machlekis. The Yifri learned like this. Rav Chizdor Amar Halacha. It's Halacha Reb Shimon. It's Golakula. If the last brother came home to the house when they were sitting shiva on the seventh day in the morning when they're still sitting shiva, he does not have to count the complete 7 days. He becomes part of this house that he gets up when the other brothers get up. V'cheinam Reb Yechon Halacha. We also paskin like Reb Shimon. We have Nachman on the Einaloch and the Loch and Alagab Shimon. Loch is like the Tanakh, like the Tanakhama. That it's only good if you come home the first 3 days. If you miss the first 3 days of Shiva, you come to the house on the third day, then you still included part of them, you only need to complete another 5 more days. But if you come after the third day, then it's no good. The Einaloch Yashimah Gamil, in the Mursa, the Maskon is like this. The Einaloch Yashimah Gamil Betrafus. By Trafus, like we pass in the Chumra, and say no. Since there was a nekev in the stomach, it doesn't help you the fact you have this lechus, this juice, this liquid that comes out to be sosum, close it, that's not called a good steamer. We're still afraid it'll open up any day, and that's called a trefa. But b'halofa k'reb shimon b'yovel. But hilchas avelis, we go l'kudu repas like Reb Shimon. That it's enough for this last brother, wherever you are, if you didn't hear about the shiva, and you come to the house where they're sitting shiva, and you come in before they get up, you can be part of that house, and you don't have to sit more. When they get up, you get up. Why? The Yomash Shmuel, Halacha Kedivriya Meku Biyovel. That's the klal always. In Uchas Avela, since it's Rabbonin, there's a new Agdor here, you always pass in Kedivriya Meku. We go to Kula by Hilchas Avelis. Therefore, also, if you come in
as long as the house is still sitting shiva, you're part of them, you don't have to sit more than them. Zmar says, I'll call her Mason Kulam Matchem Itosai. Harezer Meshubach. Drashi Matchem Itosai means Mamalo Tziyah. Any mace, your brother, your sister, your son, your daughter, then you need to bury it as soon as possible. Mamalo Tziyah, get rid of it very fast. That's Meshubach. That's good. It's not so nice though. With your parents already, you have to give them more cover to show it bothers you. You shouldn't try and bury them so fast, like give them more cover. Let's say your father was Mace Erev Shabbos, or Erev Yom Tov, then it's Meshubach, do it fast. Try and bury him as soon as possible. Don't push it off, try and make the burial before Yom Tov. That's for sure, we know you're doing L'Kavod Av V'Imoy. It's an Inyan to have the Kfura at Bais HaYom, and not if you don't bury him before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, you have to wait till after Shabbos, it'll be a long time, it's not Kedai. Could I have to rush a little bit then, even for your father, to get him buried before Shabbos? I'll call him Mason Kulim, Rotsu Mamayit Bieskoi, Rotsu Enamamayit. It's up to you. If you want to be Isaac a lot, you don't want to be Isaac, you're allowed to. Rashi says,